It's a new week, and the new normal brought on by the coronavirus pandemic now includes another challenge for many parents. Almost all daycare centers must close today. This after K-12 schools shuttered last week. The only exceptions are special child care centers for workers deemed essential by the state. Some of those are healthcare workers treating patients who've contracted the virus. That number is growing. For the latest on the outbreak in the state today, we turn this morning to WBUR's Kellen Borchers. Good morning, Cal.
Good morning, Bob.
So tell us at the start here, where do we stand on the coronavirus caseload in the state?
I'm afraid it was a bad weekend, Bob, at least by the numbers. We're up 56% since Friday to 646 people altogether. Now, some of that surge can be attributed to increased testing, which is a good thing, but we're getting a real handle on the scope, and it continues to grow. We had three more deaths yesterday, including the first in Boston, and that brings the total in the state to five. And we're also seeing the virus show up in some new places. We now have the first people diagnosed in state correctional facilities and the first person in Nantucket. And the island has quickly issued a shelter-in-place order that starts at 5 tonight. Here's Assistant Town Manager Greg Tibnan.
Once we have a case, we don't know how far or how quickly it could spread. We have very limited resources, and Nantucket Cottage Hospital has been very aggressive at letting the public know that they are a small hospital and they have concerns about being overwhelmed.
Now, Provincetown officials have also issued a shelter-in-place order that also begins at 5 tonight. The town is asking people to only leave their homes for trips to the grocery store, to the pharmacy. Parking by non-residents will be banned. I will say, Bob, it's worth noting that these shelter-in-place orders or stay-at-home orders, the terms are being used a bit loosely during the coronavirus outbreak. You know, a strict definition would be just what they sound like. You got to stay exactly where you are. But we're seeing other states implement these. In Connecticut, for example, people can still leave their homes to perform essential tasks, like buying food or going to the doctor.
A lot of people in Massachusetts are not going out for anything else besides those reasons, right?
Exactly. So how much of a difference they would be is a little bit unclear.
Of course, many people in the state are working from home again today, but that is not an option for healthcare workers, for police officers, and others considered essential. There will be child care available to them even as the rest of the state's daycare centers close today. How's it going to work?
Yeah, it's tricky, Bob, because, of course, public health officials have been discouraging large gatherings in trying to avoid the spread of the virus. And so packing a lot of kids into a daycare center would seem counterproductive in some ways. So what you're seeing is a lot of these child care centers for essential workers are actually home-based daycare centers. So we're talking about small groups of children that a licensed daycare provider is going to watch in their own homes. There are some large centers providing services as well. But you can imagine, Bob, that the child care workers themselves may be concerned about their own exposure to the virus, because in some cases, they'll be watching the children of the healthcare workers who are treating people who are sick. So the state says we'll prioritize testing for these emergency child care workers who need it.
Testing. You mentioned at the start that testing is on the increase in the state. What's the status of access to testing in Massachusetts? A shortage has been a problem so far, right?
Yeah, it has. And it continues to be a problem. I mean, there is some progress. We're seeing some more drive-through testing centers pop up. But although, to be clear, you can't just show up unannounced and get tested. You still have to call your doctor if you think you need a test, and you'll be referred if that's what the doctor deems necessary. The total number of people tested in Massachusetts is about 6,000 since the outbreak began. Governor Baker has set a goal of testing 3,500 a day. So that gives you a sense of how much scaling up there still is to do. And I'll just also point out, Bob, that not everybody has equal access to testing. You know, the process has been frustrating for many, but it's been particularly slow for the homeless and for other vulnerable populations.
And of course, another challenge is sort of the personal one, because it can be hard to know whether you should get tested. The symptoms of COVID-19, the disease caused by the coronavirus, are similar to the symptoms of other conditions like the flu or the cold.
Well, that's right. And of course, now we have an added twist, Bob, because a spring allergy season is already here for some and just around the corner for others. And there can be some overlapping symptoms between allergies and COVID-19, such as coughing or having some trouble breathing. So I've got a story about this on WBUR.org today, but I'll just share a couple of highlights from Dr. Lakio Wright. She's an allergy specialist at Brigham and Women's Hospital. And she says to pay attention to your temperature. You know, allergies typically don't cause fevers. So if you do have a fever, it's possible that it could be something more serious. And more broadly, she says you should be mindful of your usual allergy symptoms and watch for anything that might be out of the ordinary. But of course, the most most important thing is to talk to your own doctor if you have any concerns.
That's so very interesting, Cal, because in terms of allergies, I have some springtime allergies, so I've had a little sneezing, I've had a little coughing, but
sure.
I test my temperature twice a day, early in the morning before I come into WBUR and before I go to bed, and no fever so far, and I imagine other people are worried about the same thing.
They are, and the idea is to just give folks peace of mind. You know, you see those symptoms show up in your body, and you might think, oh, you know, I see some overlap with what people are describing for the coronavirus. But if what you're seeing is typical of what you experienced during the springtime anyway, perhaps you can take a deep breath. And as you do, Bob, take your temperature and see if you have any cause for alarm.
All right, WBUR's Kellen Borchers, thanks very much. Appreciate it.
Glad to be with you.